Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Wednesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he is in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's great. Another beautiful day on tap. I just saw Ron Smiley's forecast, so I'm excited. I'm excited that spring is here in earnest.
Yeah, I sat outside, waited for the school bus to come home yesterday. It was nice. Mm-hmm. It was sunny. Sat in the driveway. It was good. It was good. There's news happening already today. Lots of news all over the place.
Okay.
Westmoreland County's nuts for weird criminals. We'll get into that in just a little while here on the pre-show. But there's kind of breaking news-ish. Channel 11. Tony Rafala, who is one of their cameramen, one of their guys, he gets out there and he gets it done. So he heard over the scanner, and you know that's what he does, especially overnight into the early morning. You hear some stuff, some chatter over the scanner, and you get out there. Well, East Sycamore and Wyoming streets up on Mount Washington, a bear was seen on a porch. So Tony dispatched himself because he's, you know, done it for a long time. He just got in the Channel 11 ride, and he's up there. He's up there. Yeah, getting it done on Channel 11 with his camera, trying to find this bear. Again, it's newsworthy, but there's no stories in. I've said this. I just said this. I think on Friday, because there was a bear sighting in Peters Township on Friday. It is a little bit newsworthy, but I'll say this: there are no bigger stories in Western Pennsylvania that are more sensationalized than bear sightings, because I would bet this with all the money I've ever seen in my life and all the money that I have. If you leave the bear alone, it'll leave you alone. And it's just, it's where's it supposed to live? It lives in Western PA.
In these urban environs, especially, or suburban, depending on what part of the world you live in, there's no doubt that bear is probably a little freaked out, wondering where it's wandered off to. It's just trying to find something to eat. It's just trying to get by. And if it sees you, it's probably going to keep a pretty wide berth, right?
Yes.
Here's the thing about bears, okay, specifically. And I had a conversation actually with my brother-in-law the other day about this, because he goes hunting all the time, like up in the middle of nowhere, like elk, Cameron, Potter County area.
Okay.
Middle of nowhere. And he tells me a story about how they don't have in this hunting shack that they have in the middle of nowhere that he goes to with some friends. They don't have indoor plumbing. You got to go to an outhouse to do your business. Or you just walk out into the woods and you'll water the grass. And so he tells me the story about middle of the night one night up at this hunting camp. He walks out and he's out there, you know, watering the grass as he needed to do in the middle of the night. And he just hears a at first it's a little rustling noise, right? Just a little bit of, and then all of a sudden you hear, and he's like, okay, there's a large animal here. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to assume it's a bear or maybe an elk. After all, the county is named after elk. And so he didn't actually get a visual on what the animal was, but he was fairly certain it was a bear. When I'm out in the middle of nowhere like that, I'm in their territory. I'm running back inside as quickly as possible to get away from that thing and stay away from it. So I totally understand why people get freaked out by bears. But you're right. in the middle of the city, the bear is more freaked out than you are.
Yeah, everywhere they are. You look, your brother-in-law, he didn't die. He's good. He's all right. He's there to – he will win. Bear v. guy confrontation. He will win because he's armed. So he'll win. Here, the bear – if the bear even smells you on Mount Washington, smells the human, it's out of there. It wants less – so we have to report it as news – because they say, whoa, there's a bear. Because it's this atypical thing you see. You don't you see an old lady listening to the Pirate game on Mount Washington on her front porch. You could see a drunk guy walking home from the bar throwing up on the sidewalk. You could see people looking over the skyline on Mount Washington. Whoa, there it is, money shot, Pittsburgh, we love it. You don't often see a bear on a front porch or walking down, correct, you know, whatever, walking down Grandview Ave. So that's what it is. At the core of it, though, at the real heart of it, I don't care if it's Mount Washington. I don't care if it's Saxonburg. Bear stories in Western Pennsylvania are pure sensationalism, because I can't ever remember in my lifetime one bear v. human confrontation in Western Pennsylvania where they even had a confrontation. Anybody ever get scratched by a bear, eaten by a bear, beat up by a bear, killed by a bear? Ever happen?
I have no idea, but I don't want to be the first person to have it happen to him.
To which, that's a great response. It's almost actually kind of the response I was looking for. I don't think the bear, when the bears take it back and listen to their little bear radio and read their bear newspaper or their bear internet, I think they say the same thing. Hey, I'm just out for a walk. I'm just minding my business. I don't want to be the 2,359th bear taken in the last 10 years. I'm getting the hell out of there. The score, when you really look at it, bears against humans, they're losing a lot. Which gets back to my fundamental point. They want less to do with you than you want to do with them, even though Channel 11 will tell us this morning, oh my gosh, there's a bear on Mount Washington. Steer clear. The bears are dangerous. If you see a bear, look at the scoreboard. The bears are losing. They're not just losing. They're getting killed. I'm talking like Pirates at Great American Ballpark last night. Killed. The bears are in bad shape. I mean, this is W&J playing against Alabama in football. It's a bloodbath.
I feel like as the humans, we have started out 11-0, and we've got to guard against that fall off at the end of the season. That's all. You're right. We've started out 11-0, but hell if I want to be the guy who's a part of that 1-5 backslide then.
The Bears hold a decisive disadvantage in this. It's a blowout. All right, to this story in Westmoreland County has become – I used to think it was Fayette County – Westmoreland County is like kind of Fayette County light because it's like on the way over there, you know? But it's starting to get real wild itself. This is second day in a row. So a man was jailed yesterday, because state police says he used scissors and glue, this from the Trib, scissors and glue to alter lottery tickets into winners and cash them at a Hempfield convenience store. How about this one? This guy's named Craig. Craig Stout. He's 45. He has addresses, so he's rich. He's got two houses. He has addresses in Mount Pleasant and Jeanette. He's all over the place. He's worldwide. He's charged with forgery, receiving stolen property, theft, and possession of an instrument of crime. So troopers, they're called to the 7-Eleven, all right, Tuesday for a reported theft attempt. They roll up. They see a guy sitting outside on a motorcycle who tried to pass a counterfeit lottery ticket that appeared to be a $500 winner, according to court papers. Store employees told them that the guy had gotten away with $1,290 in the scam through three fake tickets brought into the store over the weekend. Troopers were provided with security footage, and they saw who it was, and it was the same guy. So they seized from the motorcycle guy a pair of scissors, a glue stick, and another lottery ticket that had yet been altered, according to the same court papers. The guy, the motorcycle guy, said, look, I didn't have a job. I'm out of cash. The money had all been spent, too, the sum that he had already got from the forged tickets from before. So he's in the jail in Westmoreland County. To which I have a question here. Aren't the lottery tickets, like, the ones that are forged or the ones that you scratch off or you do whatever to. Mm-hmm. No matter what they say on the front, they could say $500. You could say, aren't they barcoded and you run them through?
Yeah. This has all the makings of just a really lazy or ill-trained convenience store employee cashing tickets for someone. Or maybe, if we want to be more nefarious.
Inside job.
Someone on the inside.
Yeah. Yes. Because no matter what it says, it says it could have three. You scratch it off and it says three 500s. Or you scratch it off and it isn't it the overriding veto power when you bump it through the machine and it either goes winner or loser from a barcode, right? That's what I was under the impression.
Yeah. That I thought that kind of that existed to help guard against things like this.
Yes. Yes.
Now, this has all the makings of I started going down the more innocent path of somebody who just didn't know what they were doing. But I'm going to take a hard left here into the nefarious zone and say somebody's trying to scam somebody and somebody's on the inside trying to make a little bit of extra cheddar off of hoping that their position of being the ticket cashing person can get them paid.
Yeah, I don't see how you can pull off a lottery scam. St. Nick Perry. Like, I don't know how you can pull off a lottery scam with scratch-offs in 2021 or even the daily lottery ones. Like, it's not making a fake ID. This has to be scanned through something and then essentially sent to Harrisburg. I don't know. If that's the case, it blows my mind there's not more of these. If it doesn't, if the test is you just look at them. Okay, we're getting text here. The QR code tells you how much they're worth. You can't even cash them in twice because after the first time, the ticket will already read cashed. The only thing I could think is he did have a winning ticket and like printed that the barcode. Oh, he printed a losing barcode on a winning ticket or a winning barcode on a losing ticket. See, I don't get that. How do you even do that? How do you even do that? Now, this guy, he's a small-time crook. I'm trying to figure out how he's smarter than me, and I don't know. So it would have had to have been a forged barcode, right?
How else do you pull this off? Or how else do you – here's the thing. How else do you even think you're going to pull this off? And maybe that's at the crux of the matter here. You mentioned small-time crook. We're talking, overnight convenience store employees who haven't had things go right for them, and here they are working at the Unimart at 3 in the morning, and all of a sudden, this is their only way left.
Wooed by the motorcycle man in his leather chaps.
Yes.
Yes.
And they may not exactly be Rhodes Scholars, these people. So they don't think the plan out that far ahead.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, that could be, you know what? You might be on to something. I don't know. Matt, can you get the bear on the show, by the way? You think we get the bear this morning?
I'll make a few calls, yeah.
For follow can get him from WPXI. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, you know what? This bear's going to get a whiff of the bars on Mount Washington and be like, I'm out of here. This stinks. I'm going back to the woods. See you later. Matt Clement, bear's where he lives. Matt lives in Butler. Matt's from Butler. He lives so far out that he goes towards town to hunt. That's where Matt Clement lives. And we'll talk to him at 7 o'clock. I mean, bears are like more populated, more populous than people where Matt lives. Bear is a nothing to him.
But they respect Matt enough to knock on the back door before they sit down on his porch.
Certainly. They're like, hey, you home? Okay, all right, I'll leave a note. Ray Fittipaldi.
Leave some trash out back.
Yeah, right, I need something to eat. leave a hoagie out there. Ray Fittipaldi, 8 o'clock. What a night. Finally, we get two stations, Bucks and Pucks. We get two TV channels, and it was brilliant last night to flip through. We'll go over that to start because it wasn't a great TV watching night if you're a Pittsburgh sports fan. But there is some hope. There's some positive news we'll also get into in the first hour. Good morning to you, Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.